Hey guys, welcome back to the Road to Madness podcast. I'm Matt Giglio.
I'm Min Dong. 22 days until March Madness tips off.
22 days indeed, and that's a little bit over 3 weeks away. Very exciting stuff indeed. And just another great weekend of college basketball that we had this past weekend. New AP poll just came out 2 hours ago. A lot of great stuff going on. Obviously, expecting another very good week, and only 2 more weeks until conference tournaments tip off. So very excited for that. As we both know, conference tournaments a fantastic time for college basketball and a little preseason before obviously the big dance coming up just a couple weeks after that.
Yeah, I love the conference tournaments, especially the mid-major ones, because you never know who's going to win that. And obviously, for the high major ones, you always want the teams not expected to win because they're I forgot the term, what are they called again? The
What?
bubble, the bid thieves. That's what it's called.
Oh.
Obviously, you can just tell. We both just woke up from our naps, so that's that. But obviously, we have a special announcement. You posted it yesterday, so I'll let you do the honors.
Yeah, so we're doing a giveaway. Basically, it's through all social media platforms. All you have to do is like our posts, make sure you're following us. Tag three friends and then just retweet it, repost it, whatever platform you can, and you'll be entered. We don't have that many entries right now, and winner will receive a $25 Visa gift card as well as a free entry to our bracket challenge. I'm not going to reveal when we're going to release that yet, but that will be coming up in the next week or so as well. So, if for those of you once again that want to join, all you have to do, go to our social media, make sure you're following us. Like our post, tag three friends, retweet, republish, repost on that specific platform, and you'll be entered. You have until Saturday. We will be revealing it on Sunday.
Yeah, and without further ado, let's get to our AP poll. It is
Well, you don't want to recap the weekend first?
Yeah, you can recap the weekend as
All right.
well. I'm
All right, man. We
just
had a
excited for the new
I
AP
know,
poll.
I am too. I am too. But we need to inform everyone on what happened this weekend before we see the movement in the polls. We'll start with number one, Alabama. They absolutely rinsed Georgia 108-59, 49-point win. Phenomenal stuff. They're now 23-4, 13-1 in SEC play. Number four, UCLA. Take care, Cal, pretty convincingly, 78-43. They're now 14-2 in Pac-12 play, also 23-4. Number five, Kansas. What a great game against number nine Baylor. Baylor was up 13 points at halftime, and Kansas storms back in the second half, wins the second half by nearly 30, win this game by 16, 87-71. Jalen Wilson double-double in the win for Kansas. And they are now sitting tied atop with Texas, number six Texas, who took down Oklahoma in OT. Very close game. Serge Ibari-Rice continues to shine. He's been the very big focal point for this Texas team as of late. Shout out to him. Number seven, Virginia. Another very close game, and it was against Notre Dame this time. Kehe Clark, he now has the Cavs' all-time assist record. Shout out to him. Virginia wins by just two. Is that something to monitor? We'll see moving forward. Number eight, Arizona. 10-point win over Colorado. Arizona just one game behind. No, actually 2 games behind UCLA. They're now 13-4 in Pac-12 play. Number 10, Tennessee falls on the road to who else but Kentucky. Kentucky's still trying to solidify themselves into the tournament. This is a much-needed win for them. They're now 18-9 in the year, 9-5 in SEC play. Tennessee is also 9-5 in SEC play. So they've definitely seen their struggles thus far in SEC play. So, yeah, they seem a little bit vulnerable at this exact moment. Number 12, Kansas State hosting number 19, Iowa State. Kansas State got the better end of this one in the second half. They were down by eight at halftime, win this game by six, 61-55. Great win for them. Number 13, Gonzaga, they win this game by nine. You told us it was going to be a double-digit game, a single-digit game, and you're correct about that. Shout out to you. Yeah, good win. Drew Timmy, 34-7 in the win. He continues to dominate. And, yeah, Gonzaga has beat Pepperdine in 45 straight games. So that's just a wild stat, and hopefully Pepperdine can get them in the next couple of years. Number 14, Indiana survives a close one. Very good game against Illinois. Trayce Jackson-Davis continues to do his thing. 26-12-3. He is now the fifth all-time leading scorer in Indiana. That's very historic stuff. Indiana, a very historic program. Number 15, Miami takes down Wake Forest. Great game for both sides. Very impressive Wake Forest's performance. But Miami got the better end of this one. 96 points in the win for them. Number 16, Xavier takes care of DePaul. Another good win for them. They're now 12-4 in Big East play. I believe they're sitting in tied for third, I believe. But, yeah. Number 17, St. Mary's. Close game, but they take care of BYU. Aiden Mahaney had a very clutch three at the end of the game. And St. Mary's now goes to 13-1 in West Coast Conference play. 18, Creighton, takes down St. John's. Creighton, 12-4 as well. That's the spot you want to be. Creighton's still in a very good spot, and they continue to move forward. Number 20, UConn takes care of Seton Hall. Hurt Seton Hall's chances to make the tournament, but UConn finally getting some wins back under their belt, which is what we like to see. 22, TCU takes down Oklahoma State by 25. Great win for them, and they're looking to be a very good caliber team. Big contest for them tonight. We'll see how they pan out. And number 24, Providence, they're also 12-4 in the Big East as they take down Villanova. Bryce Hopkins, phenomenal game at Boswell as well. Looking at Sunday, number 2, Houston. It was a really relatively close game against Memphis. Memphis, shout out to Memphis. They only lost by 8 without Kendrick Davis as well. So Houston obviously won this game, but they do play the rubber match of this game in the next week or so. Stay tuned for that. Number 3, Purdue demolishes Ohio State. Ohio State has now lost 13 of their last 14 games, which is absolutely insane. Zach Edey continues to shine, 26-11 in the win. And finally, number 23, NC State takes down their in-state rival, UNC, at home. Jarkel Joyner, 29 points in the win. And, yeah, UNC, their bubble chances continue to get slimmer and slimmer. They might have just popped their bubble, honestly, after yesterday's performance. NC State looking pretty good as they will solidify themselves in the tournament, essentially, with this win. What are your thoughts on the weekend? Some fantastic games.
Yeah, Saturday, obviously, you got Alabama blowing out Georgia. That was expected. And then UCLA, obviously, we talked a lot about this game, saying that Vegas had this game projected to be 75-50 in favor of UCLA. And UCLA decided to blow them out by 35, not 25. So, yeah, Cal is not a good program. They're probably one of the worst major programs. Who do you think is worse, Louisville or Cal?
I'd have to say Cal after this weekend. I have no comment about Louisville.
Yeah, you're not too happy right now, but congrats to Kentucky for hopefully solidifying their spot in March Madness. They got a season sweep over Tennessee. Finally, it's about time Kentucky did that. Kansas-Baylor, what a game this was. Baylor was extremely hot to start, and Kansas extremely hard, though, to finish. And Kansas prevailed 87-71, which is crazy, speaking of which, how the first half went. That first half was all Baylor, and then Kansas just turned it around. Bill Self, phenomenal coach. Oklahoma-Texas, I know you were sweating this game out. This game went to OT. I thought Oklahoma really had this in the bag. With like 2 minutes left, but you know, Sir Jabari Rice, that's your favorite guy now, huh?
Yeah, he's the man. He's definitely the X factor of this team. I love him to death, and he's very efficient, which is something I really enjoy as well. So yeah, he's been an absolute pleasure to have so far this year at Texas.
Mm-hmm. Other notable games I'd like to mention, obviously the Gonzaga game is I called that. You said I was every time you call me crazy, I'm correct. So I think you should start calling me crazy. Maybe if I say, like, I don't know, a random team's going to win the national championship, you're going to call me crazy and I'm going to get it right. So it's looking like that.
I'll save it. I'll save it for when I think I should use it.
And, yeah, another game I'd like to mention, the last game I probably will mention for this, obviously, TCU. I'll keep saying it. They are healthy. And look at them when they're out there. They just destroyed Oklahoma State by 25 points. And this Oklahoma State team is pretty good. They're projected to make the tournament as well. But a healthy TCU team is the best team in the Big 12. John Rothstein said it first, and I will probably say it second. So, yeah. Memphis without Kendrick Davis on Sunday. extremely good effort from them. But obviously, no Kendrick Davis, hurt it a lot. And I'm excited for this return game when he is going to play. I know he's going to play in the return game, and it's going to be a lot closer than 8 points, I can tell you that. And Purdue, huge win over Ohio State. It's just a disappointment. Obviously, we're going to do our overachievers and underachievers, and Ohio State's definitely going to be an underachiever for sure. And NC State probably solidified their March Madness spot here. And for UNC, 0-9 now in quad one games. That is disappointing. And 11 losses. That is that ties the record so far for a preseason AP number one team. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, really disappointing. Obviously, we both expected UNC was going to be phenomenal this year. Has not turned out that way whatsoever. So, I mean, yeah, I got no words. I mean, I don't really understand why they're not clicking like they did last year. And, I mean, maybe last year's one was a fluke, but we'll see if they can even get in the tournament, first of all, and what they can do in the tournament. Because I would not be surprised if they're a first-round exit if they make it right now. But who knows? I mean, if they do make it, you never know what can happen. But right now, I don't even know if they'll make the tournament. I'm going to probably say they won't. So we'll see what happens with them.
Yeah, I don't think they will either. But, yeah, just a solid weekend all around. Not the best weekend, I'd say. What do you think?
I thought it was a pretty good weekend. I mean, looking at these top 25 games, there's a lot of other fantastic Division I games that we can talk about as well. Game of the weekend had to have been that Wright State Purdue Fort Wayne game. Yep. So yeah, we'll set the scene. Wright State was down to one with about 10 seconds left. Trey Calvin hits a nice step back to take the lead, and with about 3 seconds left, 2 seconds left, one buzzer beater. It was Damian Chung Kui, the senior, on senior night. Game winning three for Purdue Fort Wayne, and they win this game 77-75. What a phenomenal game it was, and they actually made ESPN headlines. So shout out to obviously Purdue Fort Wayne and Damian Chung Kui for getting on there. But there was a lot of fantastic games, a lot of overtime games that I saw as well. So yeah, I thought it was a pretty good weekend for college basketball. But I'm looking forward to this upcoming weekend as well, because I know there's a lot of great games that are coming up, and it's obviously the prelim for the conference tournament.
Yeah, like you said, Damian Chung Kui, Mount St. Mary's legend, and Bryant killer. So yeah, congratulations to him. But yeah, say it's time to go over to AP poll. What do you think?
Get to it.
Obviously, huge shuffle around in the top three, the new number one team, and my computer just crashed. Hold up. The new number one team is receiving 48 of the 62 votes to be the number one team. That would be Houston as the number one team, obviously number two last week. Alabama flip-flops with them, moves down to number two, receiving 7 of the number one votes. Receiving the other 7 of the number one votes is the number three team. That would be Kansas finally moving up to the top three in a while. UCLA is at 4, and Purdue, after a horrid couple of weeks, they're at 5. Virginia, 6. Arizona, 7. Texas, your favorite program, they moved down 2 spots to number 8. Baylor at 9. Marquette back in the top 10. Tennessee, 11. Gonzaga, 12. Miami, 13. Kansas State, 14. And rounding out the top 15 is St. Mary's. Xavier stays put at 16. Indiana, 17. UConn, 18. Creighton, 19. 20, Providence. And there's a new team in the top 25. Team that I thought should have made it last week. That is Northwestern. Welcome to the top 25. Seems like forever since you've been in the top 25. I don't know when the last time you made the top 25 was.
I don't know.
You want to fact check that for me?
Yeah, I'll look it up. We'll see if we can find it.
And 22, San Diego State. 23, Iowa State. 24, TCU. And another team making its top 25 debut in the 16th week of the AP poll. That is none other than the Texas A&M Aggies. Sole second in the SEC for Texas A&M. 12-2 conference record. And they got a fighting chance in the SEC. The drops, NC State, FAU. And you got a little light bulb clicking. What are you seeing over there?
What?
Oh, I don't know.
My computer just like it just went crazy. I don't know. I found out the last time Northwestern made it. Any guesses?
So the last time they made the tournament was 2019. So I'm gonna say 2019.
It was 2021, 2 years ago.
Oh, it was that year. It was the year they had that sick non-con.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Sounds about right. I remember that now.
It does. I mean, they weren't in it for long. I don't think. But yeah, they made it there.
They finished dead last in that Big Ten, I think.
I think so. But I mean, this is a good list. Obviously, as you can see, a lot of movement. It's not too much drastic movement per se. It's just one or two spots movement, but it seems like it's one or two spot movement for every single team in here. Houston back to number one. I think that's where they should be right now. I think Bama definitely deserves to be in the top three, and Kansas proved themselves worthy after beating Baylor this past weekend. Top five looks good to me. Top 10 also looks good to me. I thought Tennessee maybe could drop down a spot or so. I mean, I know that Kentucky's not ranked, but I don't know. I thought they could have been a little bit lower. But, I mean, yeah, I really can't complain about this list whatsoever. Big 12 still looks very dominant. Now having three teams in the top 10, and they still have six teams in the poll themselves. Big East is actually second now, I believe, with Marquette, UConn, Creighton, Providence, and Xavier. So they have five teams in the poll, which is – Big East has been underrated. Not underrated, but, like, a lot of people haven't really talked about the Big East because Creighton kind of had a little drop-off. UConn had a little drop-off. Xavier just started a little bit of a drop-off. And then people think Providence is lucky. I mean, they kind of are. But still, I do think that this Big East is still a phenomenal conference. And they're definitely top three this year, in my personal opinion, alongside the Big 12 and probably the SEC still. But, no complaints here. I like the poll a lot. And once again, another week, got to prove yourself worthy of staying in here. And we'll see what they can do because there's going to be some good top 25 matchups this week, especially in the Big 12. That's where most of them are coming from. So we'll see how they pan out this week.
Yeah, as do I. I personally think St. Mary's should be ranked higher than Gonzaga. That is my one complaint. I think St. Mary's – showing they're a better team than Gonzaga. And Gonzaga on the road looks shaky. Like, they're playing top teams. They're playing the bottom teams. They just look shaky on the road this year. So that's my complaint on Gonzaga. St. Mary's doesn't look as bad on the road, obviously. And then, I think the two new teams, Northwestern, obviously deserving for a long time. Texas A&M, obviously horrible non-con. But 12-2 in SEC play in sole second right now. They're good, man. I think they're a top 25 team. And like you said, most of the teams moving only one or two spots now. I think the top 25 you see here is clearly the definitive top 25.
Definitely agree. And looking at the actual bracketology from Lenardi, UNC is the first team out right now. So they still got a little work to do, even though they obviously lost. I mean, I'm surprised they're still the first team out because they lost, obviously, to NC State this weekend. Charleston, New Mexico, and Utah State are those next three teams. So Mountain West is still creeping up, still trying to get five bids. Utah State and New Mexico both rising up into the next four, first four out, per se. But I would love to see a five-bid Mountain West. That would be a dream come true. But right now, the Big Ten has nine bids still. The Big 12 has eight. The SEC has eight. The ACC now has five. The Big East has five. Mountain West has three. Pac-12 has three. West Coast Conference has two, and the American also has two. Any surprises there from you on this multi-big conferences?
Not really, and I'm expecting the Conference USA to have two real soon, in my opinion, because North Texas, their metrics are all going up. They're having a fantastic season, and like I said, doesn't matter what your record is. It matters what the metrics say. And North Texas is climbing those metrics.
North Texas is considered. They're just outside the next four out. So if they keep winning and they do well, and obviously the Conference USA, I think FAU and North Texas can both sneak in there. And then I still think there's some bid thieves in there. I mean, UAB, I consider them a bid thief now at this point for the Conference USA. And There's a couple other ones as well. I mean, Middle Tennessee, I just took down FAU a couple of days ago. They got a chance as well. So anything's possible in the Conference USA. But, yeah, there's some good games today as well in terms of the bubble. And I think it's time to cover those games and cover the rest of the week.
Yeah, definitely agree with you. And start off with today. Soft slate today, highlighted by one huge game. But before that huge game, we go to 7 o'clock on ESPN2. Big 12 game. West Virginia hosts Oklahoma State in a solid matchup. Who you got in this one?
I'm surprised the Lions minus 6. Obviously, West Virginia just lost to Texas Tech. They got a chance to make the tournament, which is very bizarre still, as they're sitting at 4-10 in conference play. But they're 5-12 on the year. But this being said, I'm taking Oklahoma State. I think West Virginia's little dance at the tournament is slowly declining, and it will probably be demolished if they lose tonight. I'm going to go OK State.
I disagree. This is a quad one game no matter what, but I do have the home team winning this one.
I suppose. We will go to 7 o'clock, Louisville. I guess we can spread the news. For those of you who do not know, Louisville beat Clemson this weekend. Louisville is now 4-23, and Clemson is probably not going to make the tournament anymore. So I'm very disappointed. Clemson's been on a little bit of a skid. They've lost. It seems like they've lost 5 of their last 6 or something like that. So, yeah, they're probably not going to make the tournament unless they, like, beat Virginia and do well in the ACC tournament. But we'll see what happens. Regardless, Louisville going to Duke. Can they make some magic happen and win 2 games in a row?
Yeah, but I don't think they will.
Me either. I got Duke winning this game. And Duke should probably make the tournament. I don't know where they're sitting right now, but what did it say? The Duke's currently a 7 seed. Yeah, so if they win big, they should stay around the 7-6 line. But yeah, I got Duke.
Yeah, we'll go to our big game at 9 o'clock. A Big 12 game. It is actually on ESPN, not ESPN Plus. So thank God. It is number 24 TCU hosting number 3 Kansas. This is the return game for Kansas, obviously. They hosted TCU at Allen Fieldhouse and lost by 23. Will they get their revenge today?
Yeah, it should be a phenomenal game. Mike Miles is playing, which is huge for TCU. They really need him to play, and he is. TCU is currently in the 5 line with a win. I think they definitely move up to the 4 line maybe, or maybe to the high end of the 5 line. They're the last number five seed right now. With that being said, I'm going to go Kansas. I think it's
– You funny.
I still have to take Kansas. Kansas has been looking dominant thus far, and I'd be crazy to – pick against them. I'm going with Kansas.
Seems like you pick against TCU every single time.
No, I don't, but I Kansas right now.
TCU's healthy, man, and
doesn't matter.
So they've got 9 losses, all right? 6 of their losses are when they're unhealthy. So when they're healthy, they're pretty good. And
I agree. They're pretty good, but
you saw what they did to Kansas in Kansas. They won by 23. Wow, healthy. So that should translate back home. So I'm taking TCU, obviously.
All right, we'll see how that goes. That should be a great game tonight. I'm definitely going to be watching that one. But we'll go to Tuesday slate now. We'll start at 6:30. We got number 16 Xavier hosting Villanova. Villanova at this point looking to be a bid thief. Can they knock down Xavier in this game?
Yeah, but I don't think they will, though.
I think they'll keep it close, but I think Xavier has a little bit more firepower. Still also playing without Zach Fremantle. When he comes back, I think Xavier will be very good, as we saw earlier this year. I got Xavier.
Mm-hmm. And a top 25 matchup, another Big Ten game, actually on a network we could watch again. 14 Kansas State hosts 9 Baylor. Who you got on that one?
Yeah, good game. I'm excited for this game. A lot of great games on this Tuesday slate. But I'm going to be going with – I'll go Kansas State. Baylor obviously impressed me in the first half, but they got to play a full 40 in order for me to pick them, especially if they're on the road. I got K-State winning this game at home.
I do too, and I remember that point in time weeks ago where Baylor was unranked. And yeah, way back to number 9, And I'm still not sold on Baylor as a contender this year, so I'm going to go Kansas State.
I don't know. I think Baylor's good. I mean, they have three phenomenal guards, and they got a good three-man, a big man. I think they're legit, but they can't close out games, so that's my only concern for them. But and they also have nights where some of the guys are not shooting the ball well with the three guards. If those three guards are on, Baylor's on. But I don't really know what happened this weekend. I thought they had it, but I don't know what happened. I'm going to go K-State, like you said. And we'll stick at 7 o'clock. Another top 25 matchup is number 11, Tennessee. A big challenge for them is they're going to number 25, Texas A&M at College Station. A&M currently looking phenomenal in SEC play. 12-2, second place right now. And believe it or not, they're only one game behind Alabama in SEC play, which is pretty crazy, if you ask me. Tennessee is tied for third with Kentucky right now. Who do you want in this game?
I'm going to go with A&M winning this game.
Wow. You're picking against your boys, huh?
Yeah.
Is this some reverse psychology or what?
No, I genuinely think A&M's winning this game.
Huh?
And I'm excited for that SEC regular season finale when A&M takes on Bama. That'll be a good game.
Yeah, looking forward to that as well. I also have A&M. I think A&M is rising at the right time. Hopefully they can continue it until they get to March Madness. But I got A&M winning this game.
Mm-hmm. And next up, got Virginia Tech hosting number 13, Miami. Who you got in that one?
Yeah, VT, man. They took down Pitt this weekend, which is huge for them. Also very huge for Pitt's sake. But with that being said, I'm going with Miami winning this game.
I'm going with the upset. I'm going with VT here. I think they got a very good home court advantage compared to the rest of the ACC. I think VT is always booming, and I'm taking that.
Definitely agree. We'll see how that goes. But that Virginia Tech, the team to monitor, I mean, I know they have to win the ACC to make the tournament, but they can definitely knock some other teams out their way if they can get to that point. That's definitely a team Miami like is on their list for sure. We'll go to I'll skip this game.
No, nah, don't skip that game.
What, the A-10 game?
Oh, I'll talk about the SEC game.
Oh, you want to talk about that game? Okay. We'll go Mississippi State, going to Missouri. Both these teams have a fighting chance to make the tournament right now. I don't know if Missouri's in the field. I assume they probably are. And I assume Mississippi State's not at the moment, but who do you have winning this game?
They're both in the bubble. Missouri's on the 9 seed, which is absurd to me because I don't think they're a 9 seed in my opinion. I could be wrong about that, but last time I checked, they were a 9 seed. Both these teams are fraudulent, and I think Mississippi State's going to take the season sweep.
Yeah, I agree. And last time I checked, this was 2 days ago, Mississippi State was the 11th seed in the last four in, and Missouri was an 8 seed line. Mississippi State's still in the last four in as of this morning. And Missouri, I'm assuming, is still in that line as well. So I'm going to go Mississippi State, helping them get into the tournament with a good win here on the road.
Mm-hmm. And a conference that does need some more love, more recognition nationally, is the MAC. Obviously, two huge MAC games coming up, starting both at 7. But the first one is Toledo hosting Akron here. Toledo at 12-2 in conference play, tied for first. And Akron one game behind them. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, it should be a great game. Last time these two teams played, Toledo ended up winning this game on the road at Akron. And believe it or not, Toledo is on a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-game win streak right now, which is very impressive thus far. With that being said, I got them going to 12 wins in a row. I got them taking down Akron and moving in the sole possession of first place.
As do I. I have Toledo in this one. One of the hottest teams in the nation. And obviously, whoever's coming out of the MAC this year is going to be the 12 seed. I think every MAC auto bid is a 12 seed. And always room for an upset here.
Definitely agree. And we look at the other MAC game. We got Kent State. It's currently tied at the top as well, 12-2. They're going to Ball State. Ball State currently fourth right now. Very impressive stuff for Ball State. I don't think many people expected them to be in the top five so far this year, but they're doing some very good stuff. Regardless, this game is at Ball State. Do you think Kent State can hold on to a road win for them?
No, not at Ball State.
I got Ball State as well, actually. I think that's a big win for them, and that helps obviously Toledo out, which will move them in this whole possession of first if they can win.
Mm-hmm. And another conference champion, regular season champion, could be clinched tomorrow as well, as Youngstown State takes on Robert Morris. Who you got in that one?
I got Youngstown State. They got it. Shout out to the Penguins. I remember 2 years ago or 3 years ago now, I was rocking with this team heavy. They had my boy, Naz Mohammed. No, not Naz Mohannon. So I'm sorry. And Darius Quinzenberry. I used to rock with this team heavy. I'm picking Youngstown State to win the Horizon League.
I am too. Welcome to the NIT, at least.
Agreed. And next game up, we got a huge Big East game. It's number 10 Marquette traveling to Omaha to take on number 19 Creighton. Yes, so the Big East standings look as followed. Marquette is currently in first at 13-3, and there's a three-way tie for second with Creighton, Providence, and UConn at 12-4. So this has huge implications on the standings and who can definitely get the number one seed for the Big East tournament, which does goes a long way. Who do you win in this game?
You know who I win in this game.
Agreed. I'm actually going to pick Creighton as well. Creighton at home is pretty good. And Marquette, I know Marquette's been looking really good this year, but Creighton at home just seems very appetizing to me. So I got Creighton at least clinching a first, tie for first in the Big East if they win.
Mm-hmm. And about 4 weeks ago, Creighton was out of the tournament.
Yeah.
And now they're on the five line. So obviously, just string some wins and you'll be climbing up. But yeah, here's another big game. Your favorite team, number 8 Texas hosts number 23 Iowa State. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, I'm just happy this isn't in the Hilton, because that would really hurt the reputation of the Longhorns at this exact moment. But with that being said, I am taking Texas to win this game at home, and that's a huge one that they need. And if they want to stay in the three line, which they currently are right now, they need it. So I'm gonna pick Texas.
Yeah, I am too. Iowa State's lost a lot of steam since starting really hot. And obviously, they got to finish strong. I don't think they will at Texas.
Actually, Texas is currently the 6th overall seed right now, according to Lenardi. So a win and they stay at 6, which is good with me. So I got Texas. Let's go, Horns. Hook 'em.
Your turn.
Oh, sorry. Number 17, Indiana, going to Michigan State. Obviously, tough loss for Michigan State this weekend, losing out at Michigan. Still appreciate the gesture for Michigan. That was a really good scene, regardless of the result of the game. But big win needed here for Michigan State. They're still currently in the tournament, I believe. I mean, I can fact check that real quick. Currently a 7 seed, but probably dropping down to an 8 seed after the loss. But yeah. Can they take down Indiana at home? They got a good chance to do so. I think this is a good spot for them to maybe crack a top 25 team down. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they will upset Indiana. And I don't think this is really an upset. Obviously, just a Big Ten home game for them. And Indiana, obviously, they've strung a lot of wins lately. But I'm still not sold on them either.
Yeah, me either. I got Michigan State as well. I think the Big Ten's a rock fight. And this will just be a rock fight type game. Yeah, I got Sparty at home.
Yeah, and this Big 12 game, it's just ridiculous how these two teams still have a shot at the tournament. We got Oklahoma, who's 13-14 overall, versus Texas Tech, who is 15-12 overall. The game's at Oklahoma, and these two, despite their poor records, they're still in the bubble. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, call me crazy, but I'm honestly rooting for Texas Tech to make it to the tournament at this point. That'd be such a cool story. I know that they're Texas's rivals, but that'd be still pretty cool for them to make it. So I'm going to go with the Red Raiders to win this game and continue their Cinderella run to try and make a tournament.
Yeah, as do I. I think Texas Tech is going to nab one on the road again. And obviously, honestly, if these teams don't make the tournament, they could be bid thieves. Because anyone in Big 12, like top to bottom, could win that tournament, honestly.
Definitely agree. Final game for Tuesday, it's a Mountain West matchup. Colorado State, obviously not the year that we expected them to have, just unfortunate stuff. They're going to San Diego to take on the Aztecs, number 22. Who do you win in this game?
San Diego State.
I do as well. Hopefully Colorado State can maybe do some damage in the conference tournament. But, yeah, I think San Diego State wins this game.
Mm-hmm. And that should be it. Do you have a play of the game? Do you have a play of a day?
Play of the day?
Yeah.
I'd have to look. I mean, I know you're gonna probably pick TCU. Let me look. Hold on. I don't really like. I don't like much. I did see. Who was it? Prairie View A&M. I liked them a little bit. I mean, I know it's a very mid-major game, but I don't know. They're at home and they're playing Mississippi Valley State, who is still one of the worst teams in college basketball. So if you want to be safe, probably take them minus 11. But I don't really have a pick other than that.
Yeah, you gotta learn how to pick over unders. I'm taking West Virginia.
I picked one this weekend. It did not hit. I don't know what you want me to do. I thought Cal would score more than 50 points, but no, they managed to score 48. So
yeah, whatever. I'm picking West Virginia, Oklahoma State under 144.5. That is my pick. The under, not the over. I know everyone loves to bet overs, but sometimes you just gotta sweat out the under. You know, when the line is pretty, you think it's pretty high, you just gotta sweat it out.
Very fair. And yeah, obviously 23 days until March Madness tips off. Cannot wait, man. It's coming up very soon, and it's creeping up slowly but surely. And cannot wait for the brackets to finally be initialized. I really just can't wait for all this good stuff that's coming up in the next month or so. And yeah, for those of you, once again, who want to join the giveaway, just look on our social media. You got the instructions up there. If you want to join, you have until Saturday to join. And we'll be back on Friday for another episode. But yeah, it's going to be a good week since then. And obviously, as always, cannot wait for the weekend slate. And college basketball is the main attraction right now, I'd say, as March Madness comes up. Push the NBA to the side, push the NHL to the side for a little bit. And yeah, the season of March is the season of madness. So cannot wait for that. Any closing thoughts for you?
Yeah, don't forget to join our giveaway.
Thank you. And bracket challenge will be revealed relatively soon. Won't release a date on that just yet, but expecting big stuff this year for the tournament challenge. We're expecting very big numbers and very high rates. So you'll stay tuned for that when that comes out. But yeah, I think that is all we got for today's episode. We thank you guys for tuning in as always. It's always March, baby.
It's always March, baby. Thank you guys for tuning in.